On passe la parole donc à la Commission nationale slovène pour l'UNESCO. Notre collègue Gasper Rastej, c'est comme ça qu'on dit ?
Rastel.
Rastej. Merci. Pour nous parler justement du projet de l'initiative de Ljubljana qui se produit au mois de septembre prochain.
Merci. Merci beaucoup. D'abord, fortement remercier moi-même pour l'invitation par la Commission nationale française pour l'UNESCO. Et je suis très heureux d'être là. Mais aussi, je suis très désolé parce que je ne suis pas capable de faire mon présentation en français. Et j'espère que vous avez d'accord que je fais ça en anglais.
You can speak English, no problem.
Oui.
Yes.
Parce que c'est ma première présentation ici en France. Je suis très heureux d'être là, mais quand même.
On est tous
très bien.
No problem.
Merci pour ça. Oui. As was said by my colleagues from the French National Commission, I'm coming from the Slovenian National Commission. There I'm occupied as the Deputy Secretary General. Why I am here, it's not only because of your invitation. It's also because of the meeting of the Executive Board of UNESCO, which is presently taking place. Slovenia is presently member of the Executive Board in the period from 2015 to 2019, which is one of the big reasons why we are making this initiative, what I will really briefly talk about. It started like, I will not follow every slide which will be shown here on the screen because I would like to be brief and more free about that. But everything started that one of our research institutes in Slovenia is the so-called Jožef Stefan Institute. It's a big research, I mean, relatively big institute in Slovenia, and it's working very actively also on European and global level. And in the field of their departments for artificial intelligence and the development of educational resources for the web, and they received two awards in 2009 and 2013. By UNESCO and the United Nations, having prepared one of the best educational tools in the field of ICT in education, internet-based. And that was a great honor, and that was the reason why the colleagues from the Institute came to our commission. And because they, at the award ceremony, they met also people from UNESCO, of course, and they started to think about how they can probably enhance the cooperation on global level. That's why the Director General of UNESCO, Ms. Irina Bokova, made herself the initiative and asked my colleagues from the Institute and ourselves if they wouldn't be probably prepared to establish a UNESCO chair in the field of open educational resources, and that's what they did. And they are working since then. It was in 2014 when this chair was established and confirmed by UNESCO. And they are working very actively and very, very much internationally. So it's not a study program. They are really working in the field of opening education, and I will just briefly try to present how it then came to the idea of the Second World Congress. I will go not, as I said, I will not follow every slide. Voila. As we came together with our colleagues, and we went also to Paris to see our UNESCO colleagues, and it was 2 years ago now, where a big open education conference took place in the western part of Canada. And there we were approached as Slovenia if we would probably be prepared and to host the Second World Open Educational Resources Congress in Slovenia. We thought about that and we came back home and asked our Minister for Education what she's thinking about, and she was in favor of that, and because she very much understands the topic and the essence and the importance of international cooperation. And she said not only that we would be prepared to host this conference, but we would like also to actively be involved in not only logistically hosting the conference, but also to be involved presently in the development of the topics and the program of the Congress itself. Before I come to the basics, what we are planning for the Congress next year, I would like to just briefly show you that that in Slovenia and why Slovenia is not only the OER chair, but also the Slovenian Commission for UNESCO, the Ministry for Education, other stakeholders and parts of the society, that we are really in the last 15 years, I mean, Slovenia was established in 91, but in the last 15 years, there are some key developments in Slovenia that took place and that have had a really big impact on the way that about teaching and learning that is presented. I mean, also in the framework of the two departments we are working closely with at UNESCO, for example, the one of David he was talking about, and the other one in the communication and information sector. And I would like just to briefly list some major of these developments and key issues that we have experienced in the last 10-15 years. In primary and secondary education, it's around 50 multimedia and interactive new textbooks that and more than 100 extensive multimedial and interactive educational electronic e-materials and platforms for e-materials that are under Creative Commons license already established. Then I can... Sorry. Oh, sorry. Then in higher education and in research institutions, for example, the internet platform Video Lectures Net was established. It's a big one. Okay, I mean similar platforms which collect, for example, lectures and textbooks and so on worldwide. Okay, they do exist, especially in the United States and also, for sure, also in your country. However, but this platform VideoLectures.net was one of the reasons for getting the award for our chair. And it's a big tool, and it works also in the field of which we talked just in the beginning when we met, with a translating machine, which is quite much more developed than Google Translate, because you can already really, when you watch a presentation or a lecture in English, you at once it can be quite good and well translated in many other languages already. So it's a good tool. Then, as I said, because of these developments, we established this chair in 2014, and then we were asked for if we would be prepared to host the Congress. And yes, we have then formally proposed to host and to organize the second World OER Congress in 2017 in Ljubljana in Slovenia. And as announced by David before, we already now have the dates. It's the 18th to 20th of September next year. The first announcement was sent out by UNESCO just 4 weeks ago. Up to now, it was sent out to the heads of the regional groups at UNESCO. By our delegation, we have shared this first announcement and see it as a save the date announcement, also to all member delegations of UNESCO. So I think also your country and via your national commission, you have been informed about the Congress. Basically, it's like that. The Congress itself is to be organized by the Slovenian government and UNESCO as formal partners. However, We have other partner institutions who will help us to make this event come true. Especially, it's the Commonwealth of Learning, which is presently trying to conduct two things. First of all, it's to conduct a survey on two levels: a survey on the mainstream of OER and on how OER are dealt with in all countries in the world, on two levels, on ministerial or government level and on the level of stakeholders. Up to now, the Commonwealth of Learning has sent out this surveys to its member states. UNESCO will do so the same, to send out the two surveys to all other countries in the world, I think as soon as possible, I believe next week. So on the first hand, it will be your ministry here, and then of course also other stakeholders. So please be aware of that, and I hope that you will be of course informed about that and take part and do cooperate and fill out the surveys and the questionnaires. The second big part of the Commonwealth of Learning, also as David said, they are organizing 6 regional preparatory events, meetings, stakeholder meetings. Okay, these meetings will also bring together both sides, so both levels, from the governmental part also to stakeholders and to others. These meetings will start to take place already in December and will finish at least, I mean, around in April, May next year. The main reason of the meetings is to bring the people regionally together to think about this, and also then with the results of the regional consultations, also to prepare the program of at least a big part of the program of the Congress itself. Congress structure. It's then very much important, the Commonwealth of Learning is not the only partner. Then we have other partner or institutions like the Creative Commons. Especially I would like also to mention that the whole process wouldn't be realistic if we would not have some grants and some funds, and here we have some generous support by the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation from the US. However, I may say so, also the Slovenian government is participating and giving a quite huge amount for that, and we are trying, of course, to find still other donors for organizing this event, because, I mean, of course, we will try to support especially people from developing countries so that UNESCO can also support their travel costs and because for them it's not too easy to come to such a place and from very far away. I think at this time it's necessary still to say that we would like to not only match the goals of the first World OER Congress that took place in 2012, so it will be now 5 years after the first Congress, which resulted in the Paris OER Declaration. So we would not like only to match this what they reached at this time, the participants, but we would like to make a new statement. We would like to go on from commitment to action, so to say. We would like to boost and change the landscape of open educational resources. And this we would like to do with the help of three levels throughout the program of the Congress. And the first one would be as to release a new, probably not only a new document in the field on OER, which will be again adopted by the global community, but this document is new. Of course, there will be a declaration or something similar, but this document should probably include also some, recommendations, ideas, how the international and global community can go on cooperating in the field of open educational resources. On the second hand, we would like to showcase big best practices worldwide and other activities in the field of OER, having as a marketplace with initiatives to show them, to present them to everybody. And of course, on the third hand, it's the celebration of the 15th anniversary of the 2002 UNESCO Forum that for the first time and initially coined the name of open educational resources. So that's three big reasons why we want to do that. Of course, I can just show you that's the sixth regional... it will be 1 or 2 minutes only. that's only the overview of the regional consultations. However, one idea was not only to organize another intergovernmental congress and bring together, I think the idea is, and the invitation will be somehow like inviting ministers for education or those responsible for this field, plus 1 or 2 experts. We will see how much funds we will have for that. On the other side, we want to have more. We would like to make a real rock concert out of that. We have checked, for example, good examples as the COP21 in December last year, which would be probably a very good example how you can bring together many, many people, so not only formally for a congress, but also others. So we are planning to have satellite or side events bringing together, practitioners, producers of OER, students, and others. And somehow we will include also those people coming together with the formally invited participants of the Congress. So that's our goal, and hopefully together with our partners, with UNESCO and the others, and we will succeed. And hopefully I will also see some of you here in this room next year in Slovenia. Thank you very much.
May I ask you a question in French, you don't mind?
Je vais essayer.
No, you can answer in English, but okay. I will ask it in French. Nous, la France, comme vous le savez, est un pays qui a une compétence, une tradition d'enseignement numérique à travers ses acteurs et toutes les ressources qui sont élaborées par l'ensemble des acteurs, et ici on parle en particulier des universités numériques thématiques. Nous souhaitons à la Commission nationale française pour l'UNESCO et avec l'ensemble des acteurs ici que la France prenne une part, si possible, forte dans l'initiative donc de l'UNESCO que vous avez portée. Et je voulais savoir comment vous conceviez une présence de la France dans cette initiative.
Bon, merci beaucoup. Je vais faire ça en anglais. J'ai compris tous. As we have also discussed with you two in the beginning, we are not as far that all goals and for sure not the program. It's not defined. Up to now, what I can say before starting this initiative of the regional consultations, we came together in the framework of a so-called steering committee which prepares those regional consultations. And here in this committee we are sitting with colleagues from the Commonwealth of Learning, from UNESCO, from the Slovenian government or Slovenian Commission for UNESCO. And it's not only the regional consultations which are one opportunity, because they will, of course, one of them will take place in the European region, which will be in Malta next year. However, we are presently to contact member states, not only European, of course, contacting and talking about opportunities. Of course, we would be happy, for example, if your minister will be present. We know it's difficult to get ministers to a place. I don't remember exactly how many ministers have taken place, have been to Paris in 2012, I'm not sure anymore, but I mean, our goal is to have there as many of them as possible. But we are also aware, of course, that the ministers are not the only what is important. I mean, ministers come there for one day, they probably sign a document, and they, if you are lucky, they are just debating with the other participants if they are interested in the topic or not, we don't know. No, but however, as I said, we would like to bring them together with the others. But we are looking, of course, also, or we started to look about important keynote speakers. So if there is one way, for example, that there's a chance that the French minister could attend, we could eventually think about or think about giving him a space and be one of the main speakers.
Easy to leave him alone.
Sure. So that's one way, and then another way could be what we also just discussed before. We will come together with other stakeholders from our chair, hopefully from your chair and from your commission, and there's some colleagues from the US at the end of this month, I think. We will think about preparing. There is what I didn't mention. There is presently there is a conduct of a feasibility study in the field of OER being launched by UNESCO and which will be prepared. But however, we will ask all OER chairs to make some other input for the Congress. So that would be another opportunity how we can come together.
Merci beaucoup. Thank you very much.
Merci à vous.
Merci beaucoup, Monsieur.
Voilà. Avec un peu de retard, nous avons un petit moment de pause. On va...